At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Monday, April 3rd.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward the finale of March Madness. Even though it's April, we're finishing up March Madness today with the NCAA Championship game between San Diego State and UConn. This game tips off at 9:20 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS. And currently, UConn is listed as a 7.5-point neutral site favorite with a total of 132.5. Now, going into this title game, by the way, which will be played at NRG Stadium, home of the Houston Texans, a football stadium, of course. San Diego State, 32-6. They just beat FAU, shocked FAU, 72-71 on a Final Four buzzer beater, although they did not cover that game as a 2.5-point favorite. On the flip side, UConn. They just brushed aside Miami, 72-59, cruising as a 5.5-point favorite. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, looks like a lot of respective money leaning with UConn. UConn opened as low as a 7-point or 6.5-point favorite. We've seen UConn now get steamed up all the way to minus 7.5. Currently, UConn is getting around 75% of bets and also 81% of the money, telling us that both recreational bettors, the public, is just saying, hey, ride UConn. They've been fantastic this year. UConn, by the way, is 5-0 against the spread in the tournament. They've won by an average of 20 points per game. Meanwhile, San Diego State, yes, they've had some huge wins, but also they needed a buzzer beater, a miracle shot there at the end just to get past FAU in the Final Four. So the public says, San Diego State, nice little school you got there, but maybe you got a little lucky. Connecticut, you're the powerhouse. You're supposed to be here. You're supposed to win and cover this number. So as a result, you're seeing heavy public betting on UConn, but again, not just public betting. Always remember that respected money, pros move numbers. You talk to any respected bookmaker or any bookmaker in general, and they'll always tell you they adjust their numbers based on respected money coming in, respected money from pro bettors who have a track record of success, know what they're doing, and have demonstrated over the long haul that they win at a high rate. So, again, combination of pro and Joe, we like to call support here with UConn. Now, according to KenPom, he actually has UConn only winning by 5 points here. So it makes this, to me, a really difficult cap in terms of the spread, is that on the one hand, San Diego State has fantastic contrarian value. San Diego State is only getting 19% of bets, around there, 25% of bets here, and a really heavily bet primetime game. So the fact that only a quarter of bets are on San Diego State makes them great bet against the public value. You walk into a bar, any bar across America tonight, everyone and their mother is sweating UConn. Therefore, placing yourself on the side of the books would be taking San Diego State plus the points here. Of course, KenPom also only has a 5-point game. So being contrarian, KenPom edge leads you to San Diego State here. What's also difficult is that all line movement and liability has been toward UConn. Also, if you look at in the championship game here, over the last 17 championship games, the favorite is 10-7. So chalk has done pretty well just in general here. So to me, that makes it a difficult cap. I think one important thing to look at would be the next line move. Obviously, this game is a late night game tonight, 9:20 p.m. So where do we see this line evolve today? It's at 7.5 across the board, pretty much 7.5 minus 110 both sides. So pay attention to the juice. Pay attention to the next move. Will we see Connecticut creep up to minus 8? If so, that would be further evidence of a lot of UConn money pouring in. But do we see any buyback here on San Diego State? Do we start to see some plus 7.5s Aztecs fall plus 7.5, minus 115, minus 120, and then down to plus 7? What I'm getting at is with the contrarian value, also with obviously the KenPom edge here, it kind of leads you to believe there could be value here on San Diego State plus the points. I was also noticing a great article from our team of my great colleagues here and analysts in the betting market. A few of them that I really respect do like San Diego State and the points here tonight. So let's see where this next move lies. Again, contrarian play, KenPom edge. If you can get the final cherry on top with this thing falling to 7, and before it falls to 7, you grab the 7.5, that's something that I'd be looking toward here with a lean here on the points of San Diego State. The total is also interesting. It opened at 130.5. We saw quite a bit of over money. Jack this number up. About 70% of bets are going over. We've seen it now get bet up to 132.5. So just from the open of the current, the line has risen. Tells you respect to money hit that over. But now that it's all the way up to 132.5, two full points off the opener, you're starting to see a little buyback on the under. I see a couple books that are 132.5 now under minus 115. So wondering if that 132.5 could be the high watermark here. We have seen the under go 11-6 in the last 17 title games. The under is only getting around 20% of bets, but almost 60% of the money. A really good low bets, higher dollar bet split. Both teams are fantastic defensively, only giving up around 64 points a game. And both teams are pretty slow in terms of tempo, averaging only 66 possessions per game. So slow teams. Obviously, you have two really good defensive teams. You've seen maybe this line rise a little bit with an inflated line under opportunity here, and we have seen that trend toward the under in these championship games when, again, lots on the line, you lock up on defense. Also, you have the neutral site here, of course, with the backboards when it comes to playing in a football stadium. So that's a pretty hard lean for me on the under. In the championship game, March Madness, yes, sadly comes to an end. I know everyone had UConn versus San Diego State in their bracket, the obvious play here. Just kidding, definitely wasn't. But I can't wait to sweat this one tonight, 9:20 p.m., National College Basketball Championship game here on CBS between San Diego State and UConn.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, now let's look toward a jam-packed Major League Baseball slate tonight. 15 games across the board. Let's go to a game that has taken in quite a bit of steam. That would be the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Yankees. This is a 7:05 p.m. Eastern Time game. Currently, the Yankees, are listed as a minus 175 home favorite, with Philadelphia around a plus 160 road dog. And we have a total in this one of 8. Going to this matchup, Philadelphia 0-3. They had a tough opening series there in Texas, losing all 3 to the Rangers. And they just lost Sunday Night Baseball last night 2-1 as a plus 105 road dog. Meanwhile, the Yankees 2-1. They just took 2 of 3 from the Giants. They won on Sunday 6-0, blanking the G-men as a minus 130 home favorite. So for tonight's matchup, Taijuan Walker is on the bump here for Philly. Free agent acquisition from the Mets. He went 12-5 with a 3.49 ERA last year. He'll be facing off against Nestor Cortez, the crafty lefty from the Yankees, 12-4, 2.44 ERA last year. So what have we seen across the market? Well, I mentioned the S word, steam, and it's all on the Yankees. The Yankees open as around a minus 150 home favorite. Now the Yankees have been bet up all the way to minus 175. So what is steam? I always joke around Michael Lombardi's favorite word, steam. But steam is a sudden change in line movement across the sports betting marketplace all at once, causing a big adjustment in one team's favor. It typically happens when you have an overload of sharp action across multiple books, causing the entire marketplace to move. So anytime you see big steam, that's notable to me. Now with steam, obviously you want to get the triggering number. You don't want to be late to the party. You know, in spread sports, chasing steam can be really dangerous. Like a team opens minus 3, they get steamed to, you know, minus 5. Well, if you lay the 5, that team wins by four, early Steam players won that bet, you would have lost your bet. Money line, it's different. You can still win the game on the money line. You just would get smaller of a payout here. But I love this Steam here toward the Yankees. Tells me a lot of respect and money here on New York. They're getting around 80% of bets in dollars. So, again, public play as well as some smart money. A couple reasons, like the Yankees. One would be an interleague favorite with a line move. An interleague play, the lack of familiarity, benefits, quote-unquote, the better team, which is designated by the favorite moniker there, or the favorite minus number. Also, fading Sunday night baseball teams. This has been a really kind of under-the-radar wise guy system. If you played on Sunday night baseball the previous night, and then you are a dog your next game, bet against those dogs. It's really tough turnaround. All these other teams get their games over with early on a Sunday. You play Sunday night baseball, you're staying up late. Then you got to travel. Then you got to turn around and do it again quickly the next day. So I don't have the exact number for you, but it's been pretty good historically just betting against those teams, especially those dogs who played Sunday night baseball. So that would match with New York, who had a day game yesterday and now gets to stay home and host the Phillies here. Also a favorite low total, correlative betting. You're actually getting with the favorite low total, a fewer amount of expected runs scored, quote unquote, benefits the favorite because those runs are more likely to come from quote unquote the better team. So favorite low total, interleague favorite with a line move, and fading Sunday night baseball teams checking off the box here in favor of the Yankees. Also the Yankees, I know it's kind of tough. Baseball is a number sport, but you don't want to draw too many conclusions off of just one series. But you know, these are real numbers. The Yankees pitching much better so far through three games. They have a 2.33 ERA versus a ERA of 9.38 for Philadelphia. They've been getting lit up here. Just got lit up against, obviously, the Rangers. Pitching their opponent batting average. Yankees are limiting their opponents to a 194 average. And the Phillies are giving up a 343 batting average. Also, New York has more power here. They've hit 7 home runs, just 1 for Philadelphia. Also keep an eye on the total here. It opened at 8. It's pretty much juiced up to the under, minus 115. Looks like some liability under. You're getting a majority of bets on the over, around 2/3 of bets. Yet, big juice here to the under, like it may fall to 7.5. About 50 degrees here at Yankee Stadium. The wind will be blowing to left, about 10 to 15 miles per hour. But I love the Steam here for New York. I'd be laying it out with the Yankees, with the Bronx Bombers at minus 175 with big Steam in favor of New York. The return of Major League Baseball is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, let's go back to the NCAA Tournament Championship game. Now, I'm split when it comes here to the spread. You know, again, I love the fact that San Diego State to me, it's either San Diego State or nothing. I respect the move toward UConn again, -6, 6.5, up to 7, now 7.5. We have this trend toward favorites here in championship games, but I can't be in a championship game, most heavily bet game of the year, being on the team getting 80% of bets. So to me, it's either contrarian San Diego State with that KenPom edge of 5, or no play here on the spread. But what I'm more confident in is I'm going to take a shot on the under. Here's my sweat. I'm going under 132.5 tonight. Right off the bat, it's a bit of an inflated line. It opened 130.5. Now you're up to 132.5. Public is heavy on the over, around 2/3 of bets here on the over. So what it does is it creates kind of a buy low opportunity, now that this total has risen, to take the high water mark, take the under 132.5. Once it's gotten to 132.5, I've seen quite a bit of buyback here on that under, with some books now juicing up 132.5, like it may go down to back down to 132. What we have seen here are two great defensive teams, only giving up around 64 points a game. We also have two very slow defensive teams, again with tempos here of 60 possessions per game. So both teams have really struggled here in terms of, or not struggled, but that's their style of play, just being much slower here. And then also, we look toward these trends in these championship games. Kind of tells me, hey, what do we typically see in these title matchups? Well, we tend to see these unders do very well. The under is 11-6 the last 17 title games here. Then also, just from a data-driven value standpoint, under super contrarian, only getting 19% of bets, but 59% of the money. That is a huge plus 40% smart money discrepancy. So, you know, I lean San Diego State. I just don't love the fact that The line went to UConn, so without a clear edge there in terms of the spread, I'm going to focus on the total. Two slow tempo teams, two great defensive. Both teams are top eight in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency. So slow teams, great defense, super contrarian, low bets, higher dollar bet split, trend to the under in the championship games, 11-6. So my play there will be the under 132.5. I'll also be sweating the New York Yankees. As I mentioned, I love the steam toward New York here, going from around minus 150 now up to minus 175. So I'll be backing the Yankees at minus 175. Then one more sweat for you in Major League Baseball. I will be taking the Houston Astros. I'm laying it with the Stros here. I got the Astros at minus 225, bit of a high number here. But again, every play I make is always bet to risk, not bet to win. So I'm not risking 2.25 units to win one unit on the Houston Astros here. I'm always risking my one unit. In this case, trying to get a little less than a half unit back. But this game here, Houston, they're 2-2. They just split with the White Sox. They lost 6-3 yesterday as a minus 145 home favorite. Detroit, 0-3, just got swept by Tampa Bay. They lost 5-1 on Sunday as a plus 230 dog. So kind of the reason why I like, you know, Yankees, same thing here with Houston. Bigger number, but same thing. A ton of steam, a ton of respected money going with the Astros here. They open at around minus 200. They've now been steamed up all the way to minus 225. Much better offense, hitting 227 versus 147. Better team ERA, 4 versus almost 8. Last year, we saw Houston, one of the best home teams all year, 55 and 26. Detroit, one of the worst road teams, 30 and 50. Houston, by the way, has really crushed lefties this year. They're going up against Matt Boyd tonight, who didn't pitch much. He was hurt last year. His numbers are pretty good, 2-0, 1.35 ERA. But really, that really dominant right-handed lineup for Houston has crushed southpaws. They were 40-13 against lefties last year, winning 77% of their games. Then they'll be pitching, by the way, Hunter Brown, who went 2-0, 0.89 ERA last year. You also have a bit of a favorite low total. Total here is 8.5. You know, it's kind of on the edge of being high. Like, to me, high total is 9 or more. Low total is 8 or less. I do see some of these books, 8.5, at least one, you know, juiced up here a little bit to the over. So maybe not a favorite low total. At least it's not a high one, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. But I do like the correlative betting anytime you get a bigger favorite with a line moving in their favor with a low-end total. But I'm just going off the steam here. I like Houston in this spot, especially against lefties, hopefully taking advantage of a Detroit team who's already 0-3 to start the season. So give me Houston, minus 225, Yankees minus 175, and the under in the championship game, under 132.5. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Market Insights podcast. Our VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a tease, a Freudian slip, telling you to make sure to listen to my second pod during the day. This is the appetizer. The main course is the VSiN Market Insights pod. Typically comes out at 3 o'clock. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets pod on Monday, April 3rd. But reminder, so much going on right now in the sports betting world. Even though college basketball is winding down, MLB is now in full swing. NBA, NHL, pretty soon the playoffs will be here. NFL Draft, it's now NFL Draft Month. So with so much going on in the sports betting world, let VSiN make your life a little bit easier. Go to VSiN.com/newsletter. Sign up for a free newsletter. Get great sports betting content sent directly to your inbox every morning. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. VSiN.com/subscribe. Give it a shot. You can do a promo right now, only $19 for your first month, for your first full month of service. Get every best bet sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day. A live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles beyond the paywall from all our great writers and analysts, as well as those DraftKings percentages letting you know where the bets and dollars are at for every single game. And at least if you can't do those two things, sign up for Twitter and make sure you follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Monday. It's April. Weather's getting better. We got a championship game tonight to sweat. Cannot wait for that. I'll be rooting for very few points. I'll be rooting for a lot of 24-second violations and missed shots and a lot of running of the clock with no fouls and missing your free throws. That's what I'll be rooting on tonight, especially with some Major League Baseball as well. But enjoy the sweats. Have a great Monday. And as the wise man of Easton likes to say, Brent Musburger, hopefully you can cash some tickets tonight because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.